You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Green Party is calling for pay parity for all early childhood teachers. I spoke to the party's education spokesperson, Tiano Tuiono, about the need for a change. And I started by asking for an overview of the situation that led to the call.
Yeah, so documents were released, which sort of gave us an insight in terms of the way that the government had determined who would get funding and who wouldn't. And so in that, there was a lid of about $2 billion that they had to keep within. And what we found with that is that one of the things that they started to pull back on was pay parity for early childhood teachers. And so if we know, and if people have been following what's been happening with pay parity with ECE teachers, the gap between those who work in ECE centres and those with kindergarten teachers is massive. It's huge. There were numbers that were being thrown around with last year that was in the vicinity of around about $1 billion. And there had been moves to bridge the gap. Last year there was a step, and then this year as well there was something that was announced within the budget of around about $266 million. But it still goes a long way to addressing the massive pay parity gaps as well. And the other thing that's important is, in order for early childhood teachers to actually access that step in the first place, the employers have to opt in. So I've been talking to teachers where, they would like to get better pay and better conditions, but their employers won't opt in, so that leaves them in the lurch. And we are in an inequality crisis as well. So it is unfair for early childhood teachers to not be paid what they are worth.
What kinds of contributions do early childhood teachers make to our wider society?
Those first years of a child's life are so important. They're so important. They lay the foundation for learning, helping to help with cognitive ability. You have to work at university and training college for years to actually get the qualifications. Why aren't they getting paid properly? That's the question I have. Why aren't they getting paid properly? And if you look across all the different sectors, nurses haven't been getting paid properly, and it's predominantly the workforces, which are generally with women as well. So there is pay equity issues, but also pay parity issues, even within certain industries as well. And if you take a step further back as well and look at what's happening with the firefighters as well, things cost what they cost, and if you can't meet those, what you have to do is to make sure that you find a way to get the appropriate tax take. And the way that you can do that is by taxing the wealthiest people in this country who do not pay their fair share. I've seen that through the COVID crisis, where the money has just gone through the system and into the rich, into the wealthy. So we need to stop that and make sure that we get a fairer distribution of wealth, so that everybody can be on livable incomes, be able to afford to pay their rent, be able to have warm homes, be able to get kai on the table, all of those things which make our whānau and communities healthy.
And on that point, what is the Greens' plan to rebalance the system, or how can we raise revenue to pay for quality services?
Tax the rich. That's what we need to do. We need to tax the wealthiest people as well. And we'll put numerous proposals on the table, like a capital gains tax. If you watch what was happening through the pandemic, you had the wage subsidy. It kicked into people's wages, but then it quickly just ended up into property speculation. That's where most of the money ended up. It filtered through the community and into property speculators and landlords. I mean, that's just not feasible, in the long term. It doesn't work. It doesn't help the generation, which is trying to do the best that they can do while rents are rising and food prices are going up as well. You've got to put a lid on it, and you can do that by taxing the rich.
What actors are blocking those tangible strategies for, as you say, capital gains tax and other methods?
Labor has all the numbers in the House. They've got the majority. They could do it tomorrow if they wanted. So it's just the choice. It's the choices that need to be made here. And what we need to be doing is choosing for people to have affordable incomes, being able to have affordable rents, making sure that they get kai on the table, and to make sure that people have, living wages and living incomes. It's a choice. It's a choice that this Parliament needs to make.
And to go back to the issue of early childhood teachers, how understaffed is the workforce, and what factors aside from pay are contributing to that crisis, or is pay the crux of the issue?
Well, pay is one of the issues as well. But if you know teachers, and I know many teachers, I'm from a teaching family, like my in-laws work in early childhood education, so I hear this firsthand from them as well. Teachers go in there because they care about our children, they care about our tamariki, they make a massive contribution to our community, they make a massive contribution to our family, so, and that's the reason why they step into these roles as well. Teacher shortages is also a massive issue as well, because you know what, we're in the middle of a pandemic, we're in the middle of a COVID crisis, and teachers have been raising the alarm, and principals and people and educators saying, hey look, the other thing that we need to have as well is a comprehensive expert-led plan for schools and education centres as well, because it's all over the place. You know, if you're a teacher, often your parents or your kids could be at another school, so all of a sudden you're having to deal with two separate different plans because it's a free-for-all out there at the moment. So actually what we need to do is make sure we have that leadership and to have a plan for all our schools. That's what we need as well, because you have teacher shortages, the relief teaching supply is also short as well because of COVID. And, you know, just from a workers' rights perspective, people should be able to go to work and feel safe. And with all these rules all over the place, because the government won't take leadership on it, it leaves teachers and it leaves our school communities and parents in a bind.
That was me speaking with the Green Party's education spokesperson, Tiana Tuiono, about their calls for pay parity for early childhood teachers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.